We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Cooser. Currently, with Daniel Cooser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week of No Other Pod. I am Jimmy. Nope, I'm not Jimmy. Psych, motherfuckers. It's a Jimmy-less pod, dude. So this could get crazy. We could go off the rails. It's me. It's Dan, Daniel Cooser, and I've got my currently co-host. He's my current co-host on the currently podcast, Chris Wright. What's good, man? How are you? Thanks for being here.
Thanks, man. I love the wordplay, first and foremost, but yeah. Secondly, I'm glad to be the default number two to back up for Jimmy. I'm always happy to come on.
Hey, number one in our hearts, though. That's all that really matters. You know,
that's all we care about.
You're number one this week because there is no Jimmy, so he can't do anything about it. But hey, man, we're glad you're here, dude. We're going to, I'm sure you're just as frustrated as everybody else. Watching this sporting team. Before we get into everything, guys, break down the 10-man loss that it was to San Jose, and maybe any changes that need to happen, probably a lot of those. Feel free to go give us ratings and reviews over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Let people know you like the show, help people find it. So, dude, let's jump right in because it's going to get spicy. People are mad. I don't know if you're seeing stuff on Twitter or in Cauldron Facebook group. God forbid you go in there. Supposed to be a positive environment until people start getting mean. And I'm like, I'm out. Why are you being mean? What's your feeling right now, man? Are you ready to just cancel season tickets? Are you like, no, I'm a supporter. I support this team. I'm mad, but I'm still going to go to games, obviously.
Yes, I'm very upset, but at the same time, like, I'm one of those fans who, like, I like to support my team through thick and thin. I take pride in that. You know, this is a soccer podcast, but I'm a Cowboys fan who have not made it to an NFC Championship game since I was 10 years old. Oh, so, yeah, and I'm still cheering them on. So I will always support the team, but that doesn't mean I'm not frustrated. That doesn't mean I don't want some changes on some level to show that they're trying to turn it around. I just think something needs to happen because right now the fan base is upset and you can't just do nothing and expect something to change.
No, and you can't even... Dude, we're out of excuses now. We used to say, ooh, just wait till Alan Pulido comes back. It's like, okay, well, he's playing a little bit. Oh, never mind. We got a red card. Let's get his ass out of there so we're not running him ragged. You know what I mean? It's like things just keep happening to us, and what's happening is that the system just doesn't work anymore. There's a lot of people that want Peter Vermes out. There's a lot of people that really don't think Alan Pulido's all he's chalked up to be. When Graham Zusi has your best attempt on goal in a game like that, we might have problems when your right back is up there slinging stuff like that. Dude, let's just break into this. First of all, unchanged lineup, okay? Same starting lineup as the previous game. Whatever. That's what it has to be. That is the best available guys. So it is what it is. Buddy, we did our thing. We were pressing. We were looking good until we let in a early-ish goal, right? What freaking minute did that come in?
Eight
minute. Because it was, dude. Yep, ninth minute, it says. So, first of all, it's late game. So I'm like, man, this better be exciting or I'm going to lose it. I've eaten a lot of food, a lot of snacks. I'm getting tired. because I just watched the KC Current game prior. So I was like, long night of soccer ahead of me. Let's see how it goes. And I didn't make it to halftime, my friend. When the red card happened, I was like, snooze. But this freaking goal, man, Christian Espinoza, back post, who's marking him? The guy runs down the left side of the field, cuts back in on his primary foot, just crosses it through this open hole, and no one even sees him sneaking back there. Christian Espinoza, what do you do? How do you not cover?
Well, I mean, it looked like Castellanos. Did I pronounce that name correctly?
Castellanos.
Sorry. But he had his foot up there. It looks like he was inches away from making a deflection. But just, man, you got to do better. That ball went by two defenders and found the back of the net. No excuse. There's no excuse for it.
It's happened a few times to us. Not to mention we're playing a San Jose team that is fired up off of last week's, racism, bro. Did you hear about that?
I saw that.
We're going to get into that topic too, by the way.
Okay.
I got takes. MLS is fine with it, by the way. Oh, you want to say racist shit? Six games. Have a seat. Is that what we're doing?
If that's the expectation, that is the worst. You have to do more. I'm irritated.
We can sidebar it right now. Sidebar it.
Okay. Sidebar
and vote. Fucking, dude, a fan. If a fan chanted that, you're done. You're not coming back. Your face is on, like, flyers. You're not coming back into this stadium. There's no place there. But a player does it, and it's like, if you could just sit out, you know, what is it, 15% of the games? Like, that's fine, right? It's not great. It's not a good look on the league. And so we're playing this San Jose team who's freaking fired up, dude. They're like, you know what? This is a story. We're going to overcome racism and kill these guys. And they did. They murdered us all over the field.
And absolutely worked.
Unreal, dude. So, San Jose's good. San Jose's got good players. I'm kind of a fan of, everyone loves Jeremy Obobese. I mean, he's always putting himself into good positions. God,
he's
very dangerous.
He is so dangerous.
I'm kind of a fan of young Cade Cowell. Up and comer, getting some time at the national team. He's pretty quick too, man, and good on the ball. He, you know, had a couple assists in this game. So good on him. But this was just, we could never quite get back in this game until when the red card happened from Castellanos, who got schooled by Christian Espinoza, and then now has to commit this foul, which it's a foul, right?
It's a foul, very much so. Absolutely,
they review it. Did Peter talk on this? Did you watch the quotes or anything like that? Yes, he did. He said, "I'm not even sure it's a penalty." Red card, no chance. The player is goal side. I have no idea how it becomes a penalty at that point. He recovers on the player. I don't know how to go from a situation where you give the penalty. The guy's goal side, and then you also give a red card. I don't know. It definitely changed the outcome of the game. The rule is dogs, though. You know what that is. Denial of an obvious goal-scoring opportunity.
Right.
You're the last defender.
he's past everyone else. It's just you and the goalie, and you foul him.
No, like that, I mean, grab him, and you hold him for like 6 yards. The contact does initiate outside the box, so I do see that argument. But he does recover, and he eventually just uses both hands to just almost rip him to the ground.
There wasn't much force. When you watch it in slow motion, he doesn't really grab, but his arms are on him. And it's like, dude, just play with your arms behind your back. Don't even touch them. You can't use your hands in soccer. I don't know. Easy for me to say when you got a five-star, you know, first-class athlete coming at you. You know, I always use my hands.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is that a PK for you?
I mean, yeah, I think so. It's okay. Is he just trying to blame someone? Like, I don't know. It seems very deflective of what actually happened in his post-game presser here.
I agree.
I don't know. It's just not an easy situation because now you have a whole other half of the game because this happened in, like, what, the 40th minute? 38th, something like that? Yeah, 38th, and then the 40th was the penalty kick. So now you're going in at the half. You're down 2-0. That sounds terrible. Like, how are you even going to recover from that? And you're not, by the way, because they took out Felipe Fernandez and put Willie Agata in at the half and had taken out Pulido at the 41st for Andre Ufantas. Obviously, because a defender just fouled out. We need someone back there. So a little shifting there. I don't know. I don't know what the game plan was after that red card, but it certainly didn't go well from what I saw.
It was clearly, let Pulido get hurt. You know, let's get him out of there, save him. There's no reason to risk it. But it just didn't seem like there is much to even come back from. Like, we just didn't have a chance. Like you said, Zusi had our best shot on goal.
I love when he shoots those from outside the
box.
Because he can. And it's like, they're always on target. They're just beautiful.
He flashes back to the days when he was like a winger and just lasering those shots.
I love it. He just lets it go. Even on his left foot, he's got power from outside. If that shot would have went in, game changer. But you can't. It's hard to come back like that because they're already up 2-0. They don't need to press because they know you're going to try to press. They're just
counter game at that point.
Yeah. And they just pass the ball around, you know, playing keep away for a bit. Pretty sure their third goal came after a huge passing sequence, which was just laughable that happened, just making us look silly. Newsflash, bro, we're last, and people are laughing at us. People think this is hilarious, especially when you got the storyline that Peter Vermees, 5-year contract extension, and then this, you know, it's kind of like freezing cold takes, right? New contract extension, and then fast forward 2 months, bottom of the league.
The optics are not great. And on top of that, you got St. Louis, who is supposed to be the little brother, you know, type of situation, absolutely killing it. And then we're bottom of the basement.
I don't even engage in these conversations online. I see them. I see people having them. There's two types of people. I was the guy in high school that when KU was in the basketball tournament, March Madness, I didn't talk shit because I knew what could happen. We could lose to a Bradley or a Bucknell or Bradford or whatever those B teams were, right? And I had a buddy who talked so much shit, like KU was the fucking best. KU's going to do this. And then what happens when they lose? Now people get to go talk shit to him. I'm like, I'm not trying to go talk shit right now, dude. As a sporting fan, you think that's fun at all? We're a pile of farts right now. We're a pile of toots.
Especially on Twitter when somebody can just screenshot your tweets or you know, save it. And then, you know, all of a sudden they come back at you a half a year later and you look stupid. You look stupid.
Very stupid. And not like we have anything good to talk about anyways with our team. So you might as well chime into those Twitter comments and be like, I feel you. We're poop. Hey, let's kick it to a quick break real fast and we'll come on back.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
There we are. We're back, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's pick it up after halftime there, right? Jeremy Bobesy gets that penalty kick before the half, and then he gets another one in the 51st minute. And now it's 3-0, and we're just trying not to kill ourselves on the field. Because you got, I don't think things are going to get much easier heading into New England this week. I don't know. They're only, like, top of their division, right? Top of their conference.
Yep. First place cool. In the East.
So, oh, very cool.
Perfect timing, right?
Yeah. We'll probably win this game just because that's, you know, weird shit that happens in MLS sometimes. Or we'll just continue being completely awful. I don't know how you fix this team, man. I'm not some soccer analyst that can sit here and like, oh, this needs to happen. This plan of attack needs to happen. Do you think like, tactics are different? You think that's just not working in the league? Like formation needs a change? What's the problem? Because the talent's on the field. We're very talented.
Feels like it lacks creativity. Like, yeah. It just feels like we don't have that extra pass, or we're trying to get too cute. It's either one or the other. We just don't have that creativity to set somebody up for a good look, or we have a good look. And we're just not taking advantage of it. I don't know if it's decision-making by somebody like Tommy or, you know, if Kinda coming back at some point, hopefully, can really, you know, turn us around. But if that's what we're relying on, that's not going to be good enough no matter what.
Dude, you can't even, like, what kind of pressure is that for Gotti Kinda? Like, oh, yeah, when he comes back. Like, no, we can't even say that because
right. We
don't even know what kind of player he will be. I don't even remember how he played, to be honest. Like, a whole year of being out, I can't even remember. I would have to go watch video of how that man plays. it's been a while, dude. Same with Pulido. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy is pretty good. You know, the way he can dish out assists and dangerous passes and stuff, put himself in good positions, but can't do nothing when you go down a man in the first half like that. You just, you can't. And what I would love to just buy an early goal sometime, similar to Willy Agata scoring in that like fourth minute at Seattle. The atmosphere was contagious in Children's Mercy Park. It was like, whoa, this is great. And then Seattle was like, hold up.
Jordan Morris is like, calm down.
Hold on. I got something for you. All right. What a time. What? Oh, now I'm mad again. Now I'm just mad, man.
And to your point, I don't know if it's a tactical change we need. I mean, this is essentially our starting 11 outside of Kina that we were going to start at the very beginning of the season. Well, I guess Ford going down, obviously, is a big change. But
this is it. Who are you going to bring in? You want Cam Duke to play over someone? No, probably not. Is Chinese going to start and do something? No, not really. Kyrie Sheldon? Let's go.
It almost feels like from the backline perspective, we were almost doomed to fail, right? You got Leipold, we got in here, who hasn't been able to play.
I know.
Our center backs, you know, have not been great. We did not expect them to be great. It has been Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid, and here we are, still in the same situation. I don't know if you address it for this season, you know, to try and make a playoff run, or if you, you know, kind of wait for the end of the season to, you know, put a little more resources into that position. That I don't know. It's just frustrating all around.
I still have that faith. I have that faith that a run can be made. Certainly make it difficult for yourself. Certainly not doing yourself any favors, but there is that belief that everyone knows if you get hot at the right time, summertime, you breeze right into the playoffs and can make a hell of a run. I don't know if any additions need to happen. You know, they just let go of Ben Sweat. I'm not sure that is a detriment at all. But you got Robert Castellanos in there, who before coming to Sporting KC played one Major League Soccer game, had only ever played one game. So that's weird. Like, what's Fontas doing on the bench, by the way? Isn't he supposed to be one of our best center backs? I'm just very confused of what's going on.
I don't know what's going on, to be honest. I don't think anybody does.
What do you think Danny Rosero thinks? Danny Rosero's like, all right, I'm going to go to the States. I don't really speak the language that well, but I'm going to give it a shot. And he comes in, and he's like, what kind of trash-ass team did I just get become a part of?
I don't even know where to start to fix this, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know. I think the question has to be asked, if things continue down this trend, are we going to just save our resources for next year? Are we going to try and do something this year? I don't know. We're not there yet. I still hold out hope that we can make a playoff run to get in there. Obviously, with the new playoff format, we have a better chance this year than what we've had in the past. But
anyone can squeeze in, dude. It's like NBA playoffs, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have a play-in game at this point, you know, but two goals across eight games.
Was just going to say that. Yeah.
It's pretty bad. We have a -9 goal difference, man. Like, it's not great, man.
Not great. We might just mess around and lose to Tulsa in the Open Cup. I'm terrified to crash out against some low-ass team of Tulsa, who is probably coming here in their own vehicles.
Carpooling.
I don't know how they're getting here. They're probably taking their mom's vans or something. They're going to come in. They're going to smoke us. I'm just so worried about this team, bro. You know, getting Tim Melia back in there. Dude, hey, Tim looks good from time to time. I wouldn't put these goals on Tim.
No. Absolutely not.
So I really thought it'd be Fontas and Danny Rosero back there at center backs being some solid big men, you know, keeping people out. And Rosero was going up and getting dangerous on set pieces. I think it's fair to say what Peter said about this game, the red card does change the game. Of course it does. If it happens later in the game, not so much. But at that point in the game, now you're screwed. Now everything's got to change. Had that red card not happened, maybe something else could have happened for us. Maybe we could have gotten a goal in and changed the trajectory of that game. The momentum, you know?
Well, that Johnny shot, by the way, that hit the post.
Yeah.
Cut inside and took that laser, and it looked like it took a deflection and got the woodwork there. Without that red card, and I know we could play hypotheticals all day long, but without that red, if it's 1-0, and he puts that in the back of the net, changes the whole game. And to get a road point would be huge. But, you know, here we are going up against New England.
Look, we're going to start to get mad. Not the fans. The players are going to get mad. There might be some frustration fouls coming in the next few weeks if things don't start to turn around. They're going to be playing with some fire, man, because playing for your jobs, one, playing for the fans who are somewhat paying your salary, I guess, by being there and supporting the team. I don't know how that works. That was an asinine thing to say. We're not paying their salary, of course, but you understand what I mean.
They feed off our support.
Sure. And yeah, I mean, they'd rather play in front of, you know, 19,000 people than 10,000. God, can you imagine? And everyone's like, what's the next step? Like a walkout? And I'm like, listen, I paid money for these tickets to watch a sporting event, and I enjoy the sport. I'm not going to walk out and leave the game early because I'm upset with my team. You know what I mean? I might see a badass goal from the other team. I'm not a casual fan, by the way. I'm a sporting fan. But I'm like, I'm not going to just walk out. Well, what is this, high school? We're just staging a walkout? I don't know, man. And everyone wants to make a point to the front office. Like, what do you do to let them know that you're mad? I don't think you have to do anything. I think it's very apparent. If they're any kind of manager material, they're aware people are pissed.
I mean, you said a lot. You unpacked an awful lot there. I would never. You're perfectly justified. Everybody is right now. I would never walk out, man. I mean, those players feed off you. Can we criticize the players if we're walking out, you know, or the on-field product, so to speak? Absolutely not. We need to do what we can to cheer on the on-field players. That doesn't mean we can't vent our frustration towards the coaching staff, technical staff, and the front office and the ownership team. I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, ever since Reed took over, it's felt like a faceless entity took over our team to maximize profit and reduce expenses. And those expenses come at our expense. Not sound redundant, but it comes at our expense. Our game day experience has certainly lessened. You know, it just feels like as long as they're turning it from an ownership perspective, not an on-field product perspective. I'm separating these two. But from an ownership perspective, it just, man, game days are it's redundant. There's nothing new, nothing different, same everything. You know, there's nothing special about it, it feels like, anymore. But I still want to show up and I want to support the team. In hope that the on-field product turns around. Because, you can lose one, you can lose the other, but when you lose both, that's where the frustrations tend to really increase.
It is. And also, you kind of know what happens when you don't support a team. They'll fucking leave. They can leave, dude. I'm not saying Sporting would, but they absolutely could. That's in their right. FC KC, man. They bounced. They got the hell out. So we're lucky to even have a Kansas City women's team. But that would never happen here. I can't see Sporting ever doing that. It would have to take a very long time of no support. I don't know, man. I'm usually not the optimistic one on here. I get real mad. I get real saucy. And I feel that right now I'm not ready to say throw this season away. Because it's April.
Games in. I mean, we do need to calm it down a little bit, but I at least want to see flashes of hope, and I haven't quite seen some of that yet. Not saying we won't. This is less.
We only get 20% done, though, man. Season's like 20% over.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game, but I think, man, if we're like this in a month from now, oh, boy. Let's call it, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. So let's take another quick break and come back and hit some odds and ends.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
What's up? Welcome back, everybody. It's rough, dude. I see other teams scoring goals. And I'm just, I crave that. I have very much FOMO for not scoring goals. Even like draws, like Chicago and Philly 2-2, or Portland smacking Seattle in the face. What does Portland think they're doing? 4-1, beating Seattle like that. And then St. Louis drops 5 on Cincinnati. I'm like, oh, to score goals.
There are players that have more goals than our team, and a lot of players.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
A lot of players.
I mean, can you, that St. Louis-Cincinnati game, that would have been a hell of a time. Six goals were scored in that game with St. Louis coming out 5-1. You know, LAFC beating LA 3-2. And we have two goals in eight games. I don't know if it's an attacker situation. I don't know if...
Well, let's take a look at last year, right? Russell, yeah. I mean, without Polito, it's almost the same attacking core.
Yeah.
From last year that ended the season on a run, right? And almost made the playoffs. This year, you know, with Polito being out for the majority of the season, the exact same attacking group. And yet we can't find a way. So with that in mind, I got to kind of put on this coaching staff. I mean, is that what you do? Do you put it on the coaching staff? Do you put it on the players? Like, what do you?
Well, I mean,
that's a loaded question.
How much does a coach really, like, I never know how much a coach really contributes to things like this. Pierre's been doing this a long time.
Yes.
With his staff for a long time. He prepares the team for the games. So, are they just not prepared? Do they just not have the talent? What's with injuries every year? Is it too much? Should that be looked at? Because then they got rid of, like, their fitness coach 1 year, because injuries were happening, so they just let the guy go. Sports are weird, man, because in no way, when I'm watching a KU basketball game, I'm not saying we lost that game because of Bill Self. Because Bill Self, he just yells. So much so that the man gives himself heart problems. So, freaking, it's the players, dude. The players are professional athletes. They have talent. They just got to step it up. I don't think Castellanos is the guy in the back. He won't be next week, that's for sure. I'm sure we'll see Fontas back in there. And Tim Leibold, man, you just hope he gets back in, gets healthy.
Do you invest resources coming into the transfer window?
Who do you get? Who do you get? And what position do you get? A midfielder? I mean, I never thought Roger Espinoza would be playing as much as he has these last eight games. But here we are.
It's almost like we have good players, but nobody's above replacement. You know? It's like good, yeah, but not great. Nobody's above replacement in my mind.
Like, Johnny Russell's not out there making mistakes, though. I mean, the dude's working. Shallowy, I mean, he's not making mistakes either. It's just they're not creating opportunities, right? The first few games, they were, you know, what, 30 shots in a game? That's wild. Now they had a total of 9 shots this past game, with 3 of them on goal. So, I don't know, man. And we're just fouling people all over the place. It's going to get bad. Just wait. Latif Blessing is going to smoke us in New England this weekend, which is my transition to New England Revolution this weekend, 6:30, I believe. 6:30?
6:30, you are correct.
All right. Love that. Love that early-ish game. But it's going to be not good, dude. Top of the conference, New England Revolution. Bruce Arena, still coaching there, right?
I believe so.
So, I mean, they're just right behind St. Louis and LAFC in the freaking battle for the Shield as well. 5 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws. Freaking plus 6 goal differential. Wonder what that's like. Sounds nice. What's your expectations? I mean, do we have any anymore? Do we care to have any?
If we played an opponent who I felt like we could at least match up well with, my expectations would be different. You know, not to look too far forward, but the game after New England is against Montreal, who is the last in the East. So in my head, I don't want to look past New England, but in my head, I'm kind of looking at them as a benchmark.
So are you wrong right now? Because I believe our next game is when we lose to Tulsa.
Nope. Yes, you are correct. Sorry. Next league game.
Yeah.
Wait,
so, in that sense, do you like bring out the big guns against Tulsa? Like, does that send a message to us that we don't give a shit about the league right now and we want to invest in the U.S. Open?
Can the team, like, can if they don't and we lose the Tulsa, can we, I mean, how would that look? If we lose the Tulsa, like, we can't lose the Tulsa. The narrative would be too far gone at that point.
Dude, this is, you watching any SKC 2 on Apple TV?
I've followed along, but I haven't watched it. But they look good.
Smoking fools.
Yeah.
Dropping four goals. And people just scoring goals, man. And I bangers. Feel that's
bangers, man.
Why not bring someone up into the first team? Why not? Hey, I see you scoring brace after brace in MLS Next Pro. Well, MLS Next Pro is there to bring people into the first team.
Yep.
So when do you look at someone down there who's scoring goals and say, come give it a shot. We're gonna try you out for the Open Cup.
I should
see that.
I think you should.
I don't know what the rules are. Can they just bring up anybody?
That I don't know. But and if they bring some guys up and it doesn't work out, you kind of have a little bit of an scapegoat, right? You have a little bit of, well, we tried to bring some guys in. It just didn't work out, you know?
You say scapegoat.
A scapegoat.
Gotcha. I was like, this goat escaping? I dug it for a minute.
And
I feel that, dude, you're right. The Montreal game at home, that's not going to be any more fun either. Isn't Montreal doing well?
They're at the bottom of the East.
Yes, they are bad. They are bad. Let's go.
If we can peel off, and this is the optimistic Chris here, if we can peel off a road point against New England, come back in and get three against Montreal, you can start to see a shift in the narrative. I mean, this is, you know, it's going to be tough to have that happen. But you can see a shift in the narrative.
Well, they have a negative 14 goal differential. So that's crazy. But they've also won a game, and we have not. It's heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
And if we don't get good points against Montreal, then I don't know what that says.
Dude, I don't know either. And you look at things right now, the points we have are three to get in the playoffs. As of right now, the last playoff team has eight. That number is not getting any smaller. It's only going to go up from here. It's time to start winning games. I don't know if it starts this freaking weekend, bro. I don't know.
This is not the week I'm expecting a major turnaround, that's for sure.
Yeah. What else can we talk about? We mentioned racism in MLS and how it's okay. We mentioned it's not okay, but they say it is. So what are you gonna do?
When his own player came after him,
yeah,
that was a clear indication that something was said. And then there's a clip of, you know, reportedly the coach being told what was said, and you know, he didn't do anything about it.
I think there's got to be a shock factor. I started to think of myself, if I was a coach and someone said that to me, that my player said that, I'd be like, what? Like, okay.
I almost be like, are you sure that's what you heard? Like, in disbelief almost.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, we stand against racism and have that plastered all over the league. And in the moment when you can reinforce that, you effectively do nothing. They did the bare minimum at best. Dude, at best.
He's going to come back after a six-game suspension, and his own fans aren't going to accept him. He will get booed if he even touches the field. So I don't know. He came out and said, you know, I would never, I didn't, what did he say? I damn it, dude, there was a whole statement that I don't even know.
There's a bunch of them. I think there's like, what, two or three from the team, and
yes,
they were out of four.
You know what? What do you even do? What do you Google? Red Bull's racist statement?
You're going to find a lot of results, so you might as well.
There was an apology. Dante Van Zier, right? Want to sincerely apologize. I will do everything I can to be a part of the change that needs to happen in this sport and our world. I also want to apologize to my teammates, coaches, organization. I made a mistake and will take all the necessary steps to grow. I accept full responsibility for my actions. While I did not intend to cause any harm or offense with my language, then why say it?
How can you say something like that that you immediately know is harmful and offensive?
Yeah. I'm out on him, man. You know, the manager did say he regretted not subbing him off. You know, he said, I made a decision. It was unfortunate. I should have immediately removed him from the game. So, bad deal that organization is dripping in right now. But you know what? Hey, say whatever you want. As long as you didn't intend to offend, say whatever you want, people, because you only get 6 games. It's not a big deal.
The MLS just set an example, a very poor example. The one moment they could, you know, really get behind with their preaching, they failed. They absolutely failed.
Bunch of turds over there. Bunch of turds in Harrison, New Jersey. We're not fans of yours. Oh, bud. I got no other quotes for you, by the way. I was looking at anything else Peter said in the game. You know, he thought the mindset was good in the team, turning things around. We'll see if they turn things around this Saturday. So,
as long as the mindset's good, results don't matter. You know, yeah, like,
not at all. Everything's great. If things keep going, Peter's probably gone, right? If things keep going this way,
I think they're going to take an incremental approach. I think you might start seeing some guys be let go. Mm. Vermes would be at the last of that line. But I don't think it'd be, you know, you're going to wake up one morning and get on Twitter and read that Vermes is out. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
But I do think you'll start seeing some incremental changes to kind of not scapegoat the situation. But, you know, we need to see some changes be made. You know, what was Einstein's definition of what craziness or whatever is that you do the same thing over and over and expect different results? Can't remember what that quote was.
Insanity.
Insanity. There you go. But
Einstein came up with that?
I think so.
Well, that's just crazy. You're blowing my mind right now.
That or I'm going to look like an absolute fool and somebody on Twitter is going to let me know.
True. But who? I mean, isn't that just a... Are you sure Merriam-Webster didn't say that?
I am correct. Jordan, thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Jordan's fact checking. Look at that.
I appreciate that. But yeah, to do the same thing and expect, you know, no change of the results, that can't happen. So if we continue down this.
Oh, never mind. Fake news, baby. Fake news.
I bought into that misinformation.
Retract your statement, sir. It was Merriam-Webster or Sean T's workout program, Insanity.
Oh, so I saw. Oh, that is. Einstein never said that. I am looking like an absolute fool. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Dan.
That's fine. That's fine. We can just quote. We can quote people all day.
It's the internet.
Here you go.
Nobody lies on the internet.
Ron Jeremy. Oh, I tell you, we're just getting out of control here.
This is what happens when you don't have Jimmy. Things just get off the rails. Jimmy's brings it back.
No, not always. So sometimes, you know, Jimmy can monologue with the best of them. Jimmy can go. You don't really reel me in as far as you just ignore me and keep going forward.
We have two different approaches to handle Dan Kuzer.
Yeah, you keep, you know, driving the bike. Jimmy's like, nope, we're not going to do that. I was like, okay. Jimmy will check. Hey, you got anything else you want to add this episode?
I do not, man. I'm just waiting to see the next couple of results before I can really either jump in or out of this year, of this season.
Yeah, I mean,
what we're looking at.
I'll never jump out. That's where I'm at. I enjoy doing this and talking about it because it's fun. It's a good weekly hangout with my friends and I about a sport we love. And if the team sucks, then we go on little rants about sucky play and how racism is bad. And it's content, man. It's fun. So,
let me ask you one quick question. Is this has to be the worst we've ever played since you've been hosting this podcast. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to tell you, And we have not won a game since we've gone to KC Sports Network. What's up? What happened? KC Sports Network, come on.
Oh.
No, that's, stupid little superstitions like that, you know, like, oh, I got to wear this jersey. I got to put my hair like this, you know. But it does suck, dude. It sucks that we haven't had a victory since we've been on this network.
So I'm with you. Hopefully it'll turn around, man. Let's just get a point on the road, hopefully. Maybe New England will take us lightly. I don't know.
That would be wild. Or they will kick us when we're down. But, dude, this team, they got to bounce back. They have to. They have no choice. If they don't, then it's a whole different story, and we can just go talk about wrestling for an hour. So, anywho, hey, this is for you guys. You know, thank you so much for tuning in every week. We really appreciate it. It's fun. We enjoy doing this for you, and enjoy you coming back. So, if you want to, follow us on the Soch, at No Other Pod, at Dan Kuzer, at Chris Wright 21. If you want to send us your Albert Einstein quotes, do that. Fake news or not. Send us an email at nootherpod@gmail.com. And we might have Jimmy back. I don't know. This worked, so we might just keep doing this.
Hey, you don't get bad Einstein fake quotes from Jimmy. You know, you get the...
No, you'd get the real shit.
Exactly.
You'd get fact-checked to the fucking point. Jimmy quotes. Guys, thank you so much. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with we'll call it a draw pod. Let's get a draw, baby. New England draw. So for Chris, I'm Dan. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.